Hello, New Hampshire Calling. My name is Eileen. I am calling from Bartlett, New Hampshire. I've been trying to stay positive throughout all of this madness, and I think one of the best ways to do that is to look forward and into the future. So I've been looking forward to getting to spend time with my parents again, who are in their 70s, so we haven't been able to be together, which has been hard. And I'm looking forward to getting back to work. I work with a pretty tight-knit group, and we are just missing each other, missing our clients, missing that day-to-day interaction. So looking forward to summer. Thank you.
This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. Tonight, our show is about looking forward. What are you looking forward to when this COVID crisis is over? What do you miss about the way your life was just a few weeks ago, right? Call us to talk, 603-513-7700, or email at nhcalling@nhpr.org. One more time, the number is 603-513-7700. Before we go to callers to talk about what we are all looking forward to, first, let's just recap what we know right now about coronavirus in New Hampshire. The state now has 314 confirmed cases of the virus, and today we saw the largest jump in a 24-hour period. The state's top epidemiologist told NHPR this morning that more healthcare workers are getting sick. He also said all of us should assume the virus is in every community. We also know that three people in the state have died from COVID-19. The most recent victim was a woman from Rockingham County. Our hearts and thoughts go out to her family and friends. We are sorry for your loss. And all of us seem to be feeling a little bit of cabin fever. On Saturday, hiking trails were packed across the state, so much so that wildlife and public health officials are getting worried about our ability to maintain social distancing on a crowded mountaintop or hiking trail. Yesterday and today, it was cold. Hard to get outside to enjoy the spring, but warm weather will be here soon. Back to your garden, to your front porch, to that cozy chair by the window. Winter is leaving us, and someday, so too, will social distancing and the fear instilled by this virus. When that happens, what is first on your to-do list? What can't you do right now that you want to do? Is it the restaurant you miss, basketball, watching it or playing it? Maybe just brushing by a stranger in the grocery store without feeling like you are suddenly contaminated. New Hampshire Calling is live, and our phone number is 603-513-7700. We want to talk about what you are looking forward to. Let's get some more positivity and hope on this show. We like that. Whatever you're feeling right now works too. But you can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, the number is 603-513-7700. I just want to remind you, too, that there is so much news happening, and the best place to get updated on that is at nhpr.org, at our live blog. I would also go tune in tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 for 2 hours of The Exchange, where they'll be talking about unemployment and how this is all impacting small businesses. While we're waiting for some more calls to come in, we've got a few people on the line. We're going to go now to Anthony Poor. Anthony is Executive Director of New Hampshire Humanities. Anthony, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hey, thanks, Jack. Thanks for having me tonight. Appreciate
it's good to have you. How are you doing? And let's go right to it. Anthony, what are you missing right now? What's your family missing? Is it big stuff, little stuff? What do you want to do that you just can't right now?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both and everything in between. But I think the things I'm really looking forward to getting into once this is passed, because this too shall pass.
Right.
Going to a live show. I'm really looking forward to, I think the Black Crows are supposed to be here this summer.
Oh, good.
The show come up in New Hampshire. I'm really looking forward to and just going out to the outdoor concert, just being amongst people, but live music on a nice summer's evening, the stars. Up above, it's nothing like it.
I know. And it feels like that time of year when we're supposed to start doing those things, and we've just got to hold back a little bit, right? I mean, we got to hold back a lot. There's a lot of things. I mean, for me, I'm finding that I'm missing, and the things I'm really looking forward to are so small. And, you know, the producers who work on the show with me, Maureen and Emily, we were chatting about this before, but like things that didn't feel like a big deal before, but suddenly are, you know, like a cup of coffee at the coffee shop, Indian takeout, just a little bit of freedom of movement. You know, those little things really mean a lot, and I miss them, and I'm really looking forward to them.
No, absolutely. How about sharing a nice hot cup of pho, you know, with your daughter, you know, after a good hockey practice.
Right, right.
You know, just those times spent at the Golden Bowl, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. You have kids, right?
Yeah, I have two. I have a 19-year-old daughter who's now home from SNHU mm-hmm. and a 16-year-old daughter who's a sophomore at Central High School.
Right, right. And is there, you know, are you finding that as a family, this is becoming a new normal of sorts, or are you not there yet?
I don't think any part of this is actually normal. I think,
right.
Much like everybody else, we're trying to find a new normal. What that looks like yet, still yet to be determined. But, you know, we just try to remind ourselves, you know, we'll get past it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anthony, just stay on the line here. We're going to go to Harold in Allenstown. Harold?
Ooh.
Are you there, Harold?
Yes, hi.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for calling in. So talk to us. What are you looking forward to whenever this calms down?
Thank you. I'm a senior citizen. I live in Allenstown in a community, in like garden-type apartments, community room. The community room has two computers, a TV, mailboxes, and a laundry room. We are now off limits to the community room only.
Harold, sorry, we were the phone line cut out there, but we heard the beginning part of that message there that you have some limited things you can do in the community room, but that you do not have access to them right now. And I am so sorry to hear that, but it sounds like that's what you are looking forward to. Anthony, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, a lot of what New Hampshire Humanities does is about building community in a lot of different ways. And, you know, people are missing that right now. It is even a digital community is good, but it's not quite the same, right?
No, it is not quite the same. But, you know, I think there's something to be said for technology today. You know, we're practicing this thing called physical distancing, right? They call it social distancing, but at the end of the day, we are human creatures and we must connect in some way. So I think, you know, while we yearn for connectedness, it's this weird paradox, right? Because we need it more now than we've ever needed it before, and we can't quite get it.
Right.
So we have to, I mean, literally, it's through mediums like this, how we're connecting and connecting with other people, just to stay positive and stay connected. And at the end of the day, you know, make lemonade out of this bag of lemons.
That's right. Yeah. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a new pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in a time of coronavirus. We are live and want to hear from you next. What are you looking forward to when COVID-19 is under control? Are you missing something surprising? Maybe something mundane? We want to know what you are looking forward to. Maybe you took it for granted up until now. The phone lines are open. Call us 603-513-7700. You can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, the number 603-513-7700. Let's go to the phones. We got Frances May on the line. Frances May, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good to hear your voice. So,
I'm a Southern girl.
I think I could tell. But thank you for clarifying. Southern New Hampshire or far further south?
Well,
than that?
I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, wonderful. And how long have you been in New Hampshire?
3 years. I came up here to be close to my family in Dublin, New Hampshire. My daughter is pastor of the United Church of Christ in Dublin and Harrisville.
Okay.
And I have four grandchildren. So, but I live alone in Jaffrey, and I'm really missing the hugs because I'm a real close hugging person. So I'm really looking forward to being able to touch people again and receive hugs myself.
So. Yeah, yeah. That's I'm really glad you brought that up, because I think that's something that everybody is feeling, but it's harder for some people to talk about than others. I mean, that physical closeness. A few of us at the office were joking. I mean, I don't think any of us share a hug very often here at NHPR. It's not common. And a few of us were in the office last week, and somebody said, I just want to like hug people, you know. And it sounds like you are physically close to family that you cannot touch right now.
Yes, and even my daughter is putting a lot of things online for the church members and the community. And but even I went over to their house just to be outside the other day, and they all were trying to stay 6 feet away from me. I mean, you know, and it just but it's just very interesting to, you know, we can still smile. And I noticed that I'm looking people more in the face now and smiling at them and saying something at a distance, because I think we all still need that recognition that we're human and that we're still feeling for each other. And I'm real concerned, though, that I don't think especially a lot of the younger people are not taking this as seriously, because I'm looking forward to how maybe this is going to affect a lot of people as to how we can feel closer when it's all over.
Right. And, you want to bring that feeling forward.
Yeah. When I go to the grocery stores in the last week, you know, I see so many people still not, you know, they just take hold of their grocery cart, and they don't think about, you know, the touching of the doors as they go in and out. And it's just been a real concern to me. I have called some of the city officials. You know, signs could be put up. You know,
Francis May, I'm sorry to interrupt. We have so many people calling in right
now,
and they want to share.
Thank you. I'm just looking forward to the.
I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your story. And if we could put that all on a bumper sticker, we would. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for the show. Thank you very much.
No problem. Let's go to Karen next. Karen in Grafton.
Hi.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm really pretty well, although, you know, the allergies are making my voice pretty funny.
yeah. And what are you looking forward to?
I'll say that. But what I was going to say, first of all, I'm sort of taking advantage of this time out, as it were, to do a whole bunch of work that I haven't done in the house for years. But the thing I pointed out was that I would really love a nice spring ritual to get my snow tires off, and I can't get. I need a ride, you know, there and to pick it up again, and I can't be in the car with somebody else.
Right, right.
So I gotta postpone that whole thing. That's all.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to getting my snow tires off, too, and hadn't thought about that logistical part, so I appreciate you bringing it up. Karen, thanks for calling.
Sure.
This is New Hampshire Calling. Our number is 603-513-7700. You can also email us your thoughts about what you are looking forward to when this whole thing is over, whatever that looks like. Email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. The number again, 603-513-7700. Before we head to a break here, we're going to play a song request from Cadence from Stoddard. This is Rather Be by Clean Bandit. You too can request a song that has brought you joy these past few weeks. Email it to us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. We'll be right back.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be. Kyoto to the bay, strolling.
To all our members and to our community of business supporters, NHPR is grateful to you for giving us the ability to serve New Hampshire at moments like this. Please know we're here for you, providing invaluable coverage to audiences across New Hampshire that will be of utmost importance in the days and weeks ahead. Working together, we will get through this, together. Thank you for your service to our community and for your continued support of NHPR at nhpr.org.
I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a new live pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. So look, we launched this show less than a week ago, and we have had such an incredible response from listeners. People are calling and emailing to share their stories about how their lives are changing. And that response has prompted us to increase production of New Hampshire Calling. We'll be on the air 4 nights a week, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. And I know times are lean, but I just want to say, if it's something you can afford, now is the time to support this public radio station. We are working harder than ever. Our work is more relevant than ever. You can go to nhpr.org and find the link there to donate now. Thanks for thinking about it. In the meantime, we are talking about the thing that you want to do when this is all over. Is there a particular restaurant you can't stop thinking about? Or do you just miss the feeling of a bartender putting a drink down in front of you? Anthony, you're still there, right? I heard you chuckling there. So I want to throw a quick question at you. I was thinking about what you said about concerts before, and I'm also starting to wonder, like, what is the new normal gonna be? Like, when I want to do that same thing, I want to go to the concert. I'm missing a concert in April because of this. It's a small sacrifice, right? But when will I feel comfortable going into a concert venue again? You know, I mean, are you thinking about what is normal at this point, and what is normal gonna even look like?
And how do you? Now, what does it look like? But how do you know when you've gotten there?
Right.
I mean, I agree with you 1,000%. I mean, we've heard, maybe we can go back to resume normal activity effective June 1st. Okay, but does that mean I want to go out there and run out there? Maybe not. I just want to go out there and meander slowly and take my time.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, in the current atmosphere we find ourselves in, we don't know what to trust sometimes, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like there have been analogies to World War II and the sort of coming together. But, one of the big differences here is there's not going to be a day when we know it's over, right? And everybody goes out into the streets. It's just such a unique event in the history of any of us, right? Go ahead.
I was going to say, the idea that there could be this potential ebb and flow, that is to say that we could see, you know, it get better than, you know, in the course of, you know, next, and it gets colder again, it could come back. I mean, there's some level of uncertainty here, which is why having this show and talking about things that are positive makes such a difference.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's go to Carl in Lebanon. Carl, are you there?
Yeah, I just, I thought to call in because I work for a company that makes medical products, and I just got documentation from my boss saying that I'm an essential worker and I shouldn't be stopped from going to work. And then it just, the reality hit me, to think that I could actually be stopped, for going to work. Huh. Is this thing is serious, and you start to think about older family members and, you just don't take life for granted anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And Carl, what do you do for work?
I make medical products injection molding.
Okay. Yeah. Do you feel like is there something that you miss that you are looking forward to going back to, or is life actually still quite normal because you are going to work every day?
Yeah, that's the thing. Life is still quite normal, but all of a sudden I'm looking forward to seeing my son. I'm looking forward to older family members that, it'd be great to know they're still going to be there, just the uncertainty and that this documentation in my pocket is, making me a little nervous. And I think about these things more often. So.
Yeah, Yeah. Yeah. Carl, thanks so much for calling and sharing your thoughts. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about what you miss, what you are looking forward to when life gets back to, quote, normal. Call us at 603-513-7700 or email us, nhcalling@nhpr.org. The number again, 603-513-7700. Nothing is too small or too big that we want to hear about on this show. 603-513-7700. Let's go to Katie in Keene.
Hi, Jack.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm hanging in. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to talk to you.
Oh, same. Anyone other than my 8-year-old, because what I miss is school. I miss school. I miss my 8-year-old teacher so much. She's so great.
Yeah.
Boy, we do not pay them enough. It's just me and the 8-year-old.
I agree. I think this is something that we have all learned, I think we all knew it, but the incredible work that teachers do every day. I mean, it sounds like you miss school, don't take it the wrong way, but as a way to get maybe a little distance in your home and from your kid who I'm sure you love.
How many of us are just thinking that our houses are too small?
Yeah.
Too small to exist. Oh, I would chew my arm off, I feel like, for some time alone, I think.
Right.
Maybe.
I know it's true. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. You sound like you need it. I mean, I can hear it in your voice. Like, you need some space.
Man, do I ever. I love him. I'm going to keep him. He's a great kid. I don't think that we were meant to spend as much time together as when he was in utero. And yet, here we are.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think you speak for many people out there right now.
I also miss, you know, having a job. I miss my boyfriend, who I haven't seen. Yeah. I miss a drink at a bar, but mostly I miss school, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katie, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. And let's go over to Naomi in Concord.
Hi.
Hi.
I miss Anthony Poor and all my peeps at Leadership New Hampshire.
Oh, Anthony.
Wow, got cut short.
Who is this behind door number two for you, Anthony?
Naomi, I miss you as well, ma'am.
It's a great program, and we've got such a great class, the best class ever.
We do.
We are struggling to connect as we have to do it virtually.
Yeah, yeah. I know it's you know, this are you all Zooming and you know, FaceTiming as much, you know, Naomi, I'm assuming all those apps have become more of a part of your life over the last few weeks.
They have. I thought Zoom was like a kids program from the 70s, and now here it is, a huge part of my daily existence.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, Naomi, thanks for calling in. I'm sure Anthony is happy to hear your voice again. This is New Hampshire Calling. The number is 603-513-7700. You can also email us, nhcalling@nhpr.org. What's the first thing you want to do when social distancing restrictions ease? Where are you going? Who are you going there with once you're allowed to go there again? Call us, 603-513-7700. Anthony, you know, it sounds like it's like you said at the top of the show, right? It's big and small. People miss a little bit of everything.
It's big and it's small. And let me say, Leadership New Hampshire class of 2020, best class ever. absolutely. I do miss my cohorts. And I want to go back to Francis's comment. You know, just the idea of just giving somebody a big hug and a kiss and letting them know that you care about them. I tell you, when you talked about the big and the small, it's the small things in life that matter, and I appreciate Naomi reaching out. That's important.
It's those little
touches.
It's funny because I find that my family is sort of extended over a few states, as I'm sure I've mentioned on this show before. But you know, like, we could go months without seeing each other. I could go months without seeing my parents. You know, we talk a lot, mm-hmm. but all of a sudden it's like, oh man, I think that might be the first thing that I'm going to do is, you know, when it's possible, get in a car and go see my parents in New York and see some nieces and nephews. I mean, it's amazing when your mind starts to relax a little bit and you think about, like, what is it that I'm going to do? You know, it's this combination of mundane, like go get the cup of coffee, and the stuff that is just more important than we have words for, right? The people who are the most important in our lives.
No, I agree with, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, the first thing I'm looking forward to is my Uncle Greg's wedding in July and seeing my mother. I got family all spread out. You know, they're in Ohio, another hotbed area, if you will. So, you know, the idea of just being able to drive across country, see my mother and hug my uncle and say, you know, happy wedding. It seems like a lifetime away, but I can't wait for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. New Hampshire calling is live. We are waiting for you to call us to tell us what it is that you are missing. 603-513-7700. Again, it's 603-513-7700. Debbie in Milford is on the line.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hi.
I was missing something positive, but my husband's mother may be in demise, and whether or not we can even make it down to Florida or not.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I think that is that's something that's so hard about this is you know, these older family members who were missing and not being able to see them at this time, when that's the thing that all of us want to do, right, in these moments.
Right, and even trying to book a flight or anything else, just, you know, we don't know.
Yeah.
Just have to see things playing out, but, you know, right now the airlines, very few are flying. States are having closed borders. Or self-isolation if you come in from another state for 14 days. It's like, by then it might be too late. So you need to think about that too, okay? Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that story. Diane on email writes, I miss knowing the rules and the ability to make plans. Can I travel? What is my annual physical now? Why is my annual physical now arbitrary? Why was it canceled, in parentheses? How will my son's college careers work moving forward? You really cannot become a mechanical engineer without getting your hands dirty. I like to have parameters in my life that don't change every day. Amen to that. I mean, it's Anthony, again, it's like, where are the guardrails, right? It goes back to, where are the things that that keep us in line in ways that we kind of need? We all need a little structure in our lives. And some of this, I think one of the struggles about this is, like, you know, if you are working from home, for example, your life is so much less structured than it was. Your job is not outside of your house. It is in your house. Where do you draw those lines?
No, absolutely. I think I could sum it up in one to one word, certainty. You know, something that we can plan our lives around, like the young lady just said, you know, in terms of the rules. Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's about trying to, it's really, really hard to structure one's life without, like you said, the guardrails. Those are helpful. And now we're in a space where we don't have guardrails. And frankly, we got to either identify them, build them, and if not, MacGyver them into a way that gives us the structure necessary to be successful. In this environment where every day is different, and we, how do you plan around that? How do you do that?
Yeah.
You wake up every day and you just try.
Yeah, we figure it out as we go. And some days are better than others. Geraldine.
Amen.
Yeah, Geraldine in Salisbury, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you tonight?
I'm so good. It's good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling in. And what are you looking forward to?
Well, I am looking forward to going back to church. I am the organist and choir director at St. John the Baptist in Suncook.
Mm.
And as a Catholic church musician, we are, of course, coming up to our biggest week of the year, which is the week of Palm Sunday to Easter. And I honestly cannot believe, never thought in my life that I would ever see an Easter that was virtually canceled in the church. So I really am missing my choir. I'm missing the priest and the people in the church, the cantors, the lectors, and I'm hoping that soon we can get back there.
Yeah. Have you been able to, has your church been doing virtual masses on Sundays? I know a lot of, a lot of places are trying that. Is that happening for you?
It's not happening for me personally. I don't have, I live without electricity, and I don't have a television and any of that capability of, for example, watching Mass on EWTN or any of the other outlets that people are enjoying. But that's okay. I'll get back there eventually.
Geraldine, did you just say you live without electricity?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and through the whole winter and everything, you got a wood stove, I assume?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
40 years next year in Salisbury, yes.
No kidding. 40 years without electricity. You're a pro. And this is like, I'm sorry, I'm really curious now. This is like lifestyle choice to the nth degree.
Yes.
Wow, good for you. So in some ways, I mean, you're kind of used to things being a little different than most of us in terms of like, I don't want to say isolation because I don't imagine your life is isolated, but your home life is unique in that sense, and all of our home lives have changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is definitely different being, I mean, I like being here and I have no problem being alone. But again, as a organist and church person and, you know, a person who does a lot of theater and other things in the area, it is difficult. As a person over 65, it is difficult feeling that you really do need to isolate yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks so much for calling in, Geraldine.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I hope you're back at church as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Before we head to a break, I want to remind you, this is New Hampshire Calling. Our number is 603-513-7700. If you're on the line waiting, stick around. We've got 20 more minutes of show to go. But another song request before we go to break. This is from my good friend Natasha, listening from Wisconsin. This is Diggable Planet, which brings her joy. The song is Where I'm From on New Hampshire Calling from NHPR.
Boogie jabbing rap is life where I'm from. Where I'm from, a mod play where Izzy where I'm from. Where I'm from, it be like run your coat black. Jupiter keeps a fat beats by the pack. Where I'm from, nappy hair is life. We be reading marks where I'm from. The kids be rocking clocks where I'm from. You turn around your cap, you talk over a beat. And dick some sounds booming out of Jeep where I'm from. Cocoons hide the youth, swing units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some where I'm from. The beats is infinite where I'm from. Voodoo, Ashu, Benin, gangsta lean where I'm from. I'm interplanetary, my insect movements vary. It's kinky if it's hair. G, where I'm from, the fire hoses blow. It's purple when it's snow, I do a hit and go. Split. It's hip, what's hip, when hip is just the norm. Cause planets pledge allegiance to the funk in all its forms. The kinks, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother.
Hi, my name is Wes Shad, and I live in Center Harbor, New Hampshire. I had been working from home for several months prior to the pandemic announcement. Mine and my family's day-to-day life has not been as disrupted. That being said, as we move further into spring and towards the beginning of summer, we're really hoping this blows over so we can enjoy some of our favorite activities, such as socializing with friends and family, going out for dinner and drinks, and taking the boat out on Lake Winnipesaukee. Our daughter is turning 1 year old this summer, and it would be great to have the family over to celebrate, rather than using Zoom or Skype. Further, I'm looking forward to having normal conversations that don't totally revolve around COVID-19.
Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a new live pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in a time of coronavirus. Tomorrow night on the show, it's all about homebound hobbies. How are you spending your time now that you are spending so much of it at your house? Have you rediscovered something you used to do before kids and work and life, and now you have time for? Is it something new? Are you remodeling a room? Are you whittling? Are you writing letters? What are you doing in that house of yours that you are stuck in? Let us know. That's tomorrow night on New Hampshire Calling. Right now, of course, we are talking about what are you missing about life now that your life has changed so drastically. Do you miss small talk at work, the colleague you used to spend most of your day chatting with when you should have been working? What is it that you're missing? 603-513-7700, 603-513-7700. We're doing a call out now to someone named Dan Ricker, who is VP of the Rookie League for Merrimack Baseball. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Dan, how are you? So how are you holding up? We called out to you because, you know, it is time for kids to be playing sports. It's spring, and they are not quite doing that. So how are you holding up without sports? How are the kids you coach holding up without sports?
Yeah, great question. It's interesting to say the least. I mean, I think one of the hardest parts about this whole situation is when you look out the window, there's no snow on the ground. And so, you know, you figure that you can get out there start practicing, start mm-hmm. playing baseball. You know, kids got that brand new baseball glove for Christmas or that new bat, and they want to get out there and play, and we just can't do it.
Yeah.
We just can't do it.
Yeah.
And the uncertainty is tricky, too, because, you know, parents want to plan for the next 2 months, and you don't have a schedule developed, and it's all going to come together really quick if we get, you know, this stay-at-home order lifted, but it is tricky.
Yeah.
Tell you that.
Is there something real specific about coaching kids that you miss right now? You know, what is it that is sort of tugging at your heart?
I mean, I think, like, we in Merrimack, we have what we call a keeper league, where we coach the kids year after year after year. And, you know, just watching them progress and the skills that they've developed and how well they pick up the game. And every year they just get better and more passionate about it. And it's just, it's really hard to, you know, not see them this time of year and, you know, get that high five or, you know, that excitement to put on the cleats and the baseball glove and get out there and play. So,
yeah,
it's a little tough. You know, it's the world we live in now and just what we're going to have to do. And, you know, hopefully we can get out there in May. I mean, that's what we're hoping for. And, you know, until someone tells us we can't.
Right. Yeah. And I assume you just have to you have to look forward and start making the plans for when things change, not knowing when they will.
Yeah, exactly. You know, being part of the board, you know, I kind of get a little inside track on what's going on before a lot of people do. But, you know, we've been communicating, you know, via Zoom and Skype and emails and trying to figure this out, which makes it a lot harder. You know, all the what ifs. And yeah, it's just, you know, we summer is a huge time for travel baseball and tournaments and things like that. And, you know, it's just uncertainty. And it's really challenging because the months that we put in and the time we put in for, you know, during the winter, January, February, you know, is in preparation for the spring and summer. And now it seems like we have to start all over again and the time is going to be crunched. And yeah, it's just a lot to do. Plus, you know, we have the kids at home. You still got to work. You got to do all these other things. And
yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But we'll get through it for sure as long as everybody's patient.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Dan, thanks so much for talking. And I hope that you and the kids are playing baseball as soon as it is healthy. So
thanks so much, Jack. Take care.
Thank you. This is New Hampshire Calling. You can call us to talk about what you are looking forward to when this COVID crisis cools down. 603-513-7700. The number is 603-513-7700. Elizabeth in North Conway is on the phone. Elizabeth, how are you?
Hey, pretty good considering.
Yeah, yeah. And what are you looking forward to? What's at the top of your list of to-dos?
I wrote a list.
Hugs,
food security, not feeling isolated, sharing rides, getting my job back, maybe some chai, and definitely flowers.
That's a pretty extensive list.
Yeah.
Are you out of work right now?
Out of work. I was probably one of the first people, it seemed like, down on our street. So the whole street's empty. It's a ghost town here.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And do you have any, do you have, like, job prospects? Are you able to look? I mean, it just seems like it's a crazy time to even try to find work.
Well, I'm going to get my job back, I hope.
Oh, that's good.
My goal. I don't have Wi-Fi, so I should have called tomorrow because I definitely have a lot of projects going on.
You can. Hey, we'll take you again. And you should listen to the exchange tomorrow morning because they're going to be talking at 10 o'clock about unemployment security and you know, unemployment benefits, which are being expanded right now. You probably heard about that.
That'll be helpful.
Yeah, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. I would definitely listen. But thanks so much for calling, Elizabeth. And you know, I think you'll get flowers soon, right, on that list?
Yeah, well, that's a given, so I can have total security about that.
That's right. Okay, good. We've got something. Okay, good. Thanks, right. Elizabeth. Have a great night, okay? We're going to go to John in Freedom now. John, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be on.
Good.
I am missing...
Keep going, yeah.
What I am missing is when... seeing a friend or running into an acquaintance, that uncertainty of, okay, we got to keep distance. Well, it's a certainty now. Maybe a couple of weeks ago it was, well, are we going to fist bump or rub elbows or whatever? I didn't grow up as a hugger, but, you know, in adulthood I found myself, you know, a lot of times in the grocery store, there's people I haven't seen, and I just open my arms up, and if they open their arms up, we have a nice hug in the middle of the aisle, and just having that spontaneity of greeting, that's something that I miss, and I'm looking forward to that being back. When.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that is that, for some of us, there's that small talk aspect of everything that we do, chatting up people in the store, and, you know, it sounds like you want to sort of tack a hug onto one of those experiences right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Thanks for calling in, John. Anthony, all right. I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Are you a hugger?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only am I a hugger, I'm a kisser. you know, I grew up in a very affectionate family. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I wrote down something I was thinking about, which is this consistent theme I think we've heard all so far tonight, which is yearning for community.
Yeah.
And connectedness, whether you're a hugger, a kisser, desire to fist bump, just that physical, you know, connection with the human. We've heard this all night tonight, Jack.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's something that all of us, it's something that all of us are missing, and and we're all trying to get it as where we can. But it's tricky. It's really tricky right now. And I think it's something that we're all starting to realize. There's something about this third week, for me anyway, where things are feeling like a new kind of normal, if that is such a thing. And I'm starting to sink in and realize the things that I am really missing and looking forward to. Let's go to Kelly in Hudson. Good evening, Kelly. Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No problem. So what is it that you're looking forward to?
I am actually looking forward to spending some time at home and being with my family. The opposite problem that a lot of people are having right now. I'm an essential employee for State of New Hampshire Public Health, and we're working some crazy hours. So I just would really love to have just a couple of days in the house with my family, which is kind of the opposite of what everybody else is looking forward to.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure they're missing you too, huh?
Yeah, it's hard. I've got a son in elementary school who's home all day, and it's tough for him not having me there with him. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for the work that you're doing, and thank you for calling in. Evelyn in Goffstown is on the line.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, did I say your name right?
You did. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. I'm glad I nailed it.
Yes, well, I am looking forward to being able to hug my husband in person because he's up at the New Hampshire Veterans Home. And I have not been able to be with him for a month now.
Oh.
And it's really hard. I usually go up every weekend because I work during the week. And we have not been able to do that. So they finally have put together a schedule so that some of the veterans can make contact with their families. So we were able to FaceTime today for the first time at 10:30 for 15 minutes. And he said, he told him, I just want to see my wife's face. So I said, why?
And he's quarantined?
He is. The whole facility is quarantined, yes.
And this, you said it's a veteran's home. I'm not familiar with it. This is like a nursing home or assisted living facility?
Yes, it's the New Hampshire Veterans Home. It's up in Tilton.
Okay.
And like I said, they've quarantined not so much for the coronavirus, but they've had several cases of, you know, pneumonia and flu and whatnot, and they can't afford to have anybody bring anything in either.
Right. Yeah.
So, like tonight, I drove up to Tilton with two bags of groceries of all the things he likes, cookies and soda and chips and all his toiletries, and I just put them inside the door, and they were going to take them up to his room for me.
Mm. So. Yeah. Yeah. And as far as you know, you're not being told anything about when this is going to change, right? So you're just sort of in a holding pattern and doing FaceTime whenever you can?
Exactly. I mean, you know, we don't know. So, and, you know, he keeps saying, I miss you so much. I wish you could take me out. And I go, I can't.
Yeah.
And he says, I miss the movies. And I said, it wouldn't do any good. They're not open anyway.
And so, how long have you been married?
We've been married for 15 years.
15 years. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a second marriage for both of us. But, you know, when you get sick very early in the marriage, and he's been up there for quite a while. So we really look forward to seeing each other on the weekends. And that has not been able to happen. But I told him this too shall pass.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, sorry. What else? Were you going to say something else?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Evelyn. It's really good to hear from you. And I hope you get to see him soon.
Okay, thanks, Jack.
Bye-bye. Okay, yeah. And we've got Bill in Lee. Before I go to Bill, I just want to remind people this is New Hampshire Calling. You can call us at 603-513-7700 to talk about what you are missing and what you are looking forward to when this COVID crisis is over and we all get back to whatever normal will look like. Bill in Lee, sorry to cut you off. How are you?
Hi there. No, I'm doing good. I used to go to Market Basket every day and chit-chat with people and get a cup of coffee, so I'm missing that. And but I didn't get sick, so at least I'm not sick yet.
Right.
Right, so that's good. So I'm looking forward to getting to do the town halls that we had planned on, the town hall meetings, so I can explain to people about getting the clean energy plants built here in New Hampshire. They're manufactured in New Hampshire, and maybe have some of them installed in New Hampshire so we can get off the grid. And I'm looking to see if we can, if we get off the grid, we should be able to get power to people's meters for 6 cents per kilowatt hour.
And Bill, have you got, there in Lee, have you got people around you, neighbors, friends, family? Sorry, we're getting some feedback on the line. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, you're breaking up. I heard the word Lee, but that's it.
Okay. Well, okay. Bill, I appreciate you calling, and thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us. Anthony?
Yes, sir.
What do you think? Themes? Do we have themes? Have we learned anything here?
Yeah, I think there's two that stick out to me. A, the yearning for community, and the mundane.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the mundane's a big deal. It's a big deal.
You know, you something to plan your life around. You know, you wake up at a given time, you go to bed at a given time, you go to work, you come home, you make dinner. That matters.
Yeah.
That matters. It keeps you rooted.
Yeah.
Rooted. Forgive me.
Sure, yeah. I mean, and so much of our lives are routine. And, you know, you get up at the same time, you go to work, you make breakfast for your kids, and, you know, or you go to school if you are a kid. And it is just so odd to have all routines change as quickly as they have. And, you know, that's what creates that longing for that normalcy and for those little creature comforts.
I forget who said it earlier, but I think, you know, the idea of not only those creature comforts, but how about this? Just the idea of having a conversation that doesn't have either coronavirus or COVID-19 in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's keep it simple.
Yeah. And that's everything right now. It's like all the conversations we're having, all the plans we're making, it's sort of this thing hanging over everything, which is why it's nice, you know, to maybe dream a little bit about all the things of normalcy. Let me give me one more thing before we let you go that you are. It could be a mundane thing. It could be a big thing that you are just really looking forward to.
Well, maybe it's two things.
Okay.
Beers on the beach.
Beers on the beach?
Beers on the beach.
Yeah, in the control room here, Emily and Maureen are given two double thumbs up. So you've got their vote. What's your other thing?
Beers on the beach is I thought that was really the two things, but for me personally, you know, a good game of spades and dominoes, a little backyard picnic and a barbecue.
Yep.
Hey, gin and juice, it's on.
Okay. Anthony Poor is executive director. Anthony Poor is executive director of New Hampshire Humanities, and he joined us on the line tonight on New Hampshire Calling. Thanks, Anthony, and we'll talk to you again.
Hey, Jack, look forward to it. Thank you so much, sir. You have a good night.
You too. You too. I want to thank all of our guests who called in tonight to talk to us about the things that they're missing, the things that they're looking forward to. Remember that tomorrow night at this same time, 7 to 8, New Hampshire Calling is going to be talking about hobbies for the homebound, those things that you are getting done around your house right now. Thanks to Anthony Poor and Dan Ricker, who we called out to tonight. This show was produced by Emily Quirk. Maureen McMurray is executive producer. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, and remember, we are all in this together.